Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and we start today from the newsroom, but we're looking at Cape Cod. Decades of nitrogen pollution have fueled this nasty-looking, foul-smelling algae blooms along the Cape's coast, and scientists say that septic systems are to blame. Now, new state rules aiming at combating the problem are pushing municipalities there to improve their sewage infrastructure and do it quickly. If that fails, it could force homeowners to more or less literally flush tens of thousands of dollars into their toilets. So here to tell us more about the issue and why it's incredibly expensive to fix and why it's so important, WBUR climate and environment reporter Barbara Moran. Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
All right. So let's kind of tick through this a little more about the problem. What is the relationship between nitrogen and algae?
Okay. That's an easy one. So nitrogen is basically a fertilizer. And, you know, you put it on your lawns to fertilize your lawn. And then if it gets into waterways, it fertilizes algae, makes the algae grow.
And these algae blooms are yucky.
They're so gross. I mean, it's like a, you know, scum slime on the water. Yeah, green scum slime smell. The smell is, I've heard it described as earthy, kindly, but okay. Yeah, awful.
And it impacts the water.
Yeah, absolutely. It can lead to just sort of the dying of the ecosystem, fish kills, you know. It's really, really bad for the water system and for the whole ecosystem health.
And where is the worst of it happening?
Mostly on the south shore of the Cape.
Okay. Yeah. And it's coming from people. It's people.
It is. I'm afraid so. Yes, we have met the enemy and it is us. Yes. So it is from people's septic systems, which most of the Cape uses for their sewage.
Okay. So this is where I want to pick up now. We're going to kind of step back on this.
Yeah.
Why? Why is the Cape so dependent on septic tanks while other parts of the state have, you know, municipal sewer systems? How did we find ourselves in this situation?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a lot of rural areas have septic systems, right? And they kind of make sense in a sort of spread out area where it would be expensive to put in a sewer, right? So the Cape used to be rural, right? Back in the 20s and 30s of the last century. And it had an explosive population bloom. algae bloom.
I see
because
of
the population bloom in the 20th century. And it became more and more and more people. And all those houses have septic tanks instead of sewers. And that was just sort of a legacy of the, you know, ruralness of the Cape. But now, with the huge population they have there, just the amount of nitrogen that's getting into the system is way overloading the system.
Okay, so as I understand it, Barbara, nitrogen comes out of our bodies, and the septic systems, as they stand, cannot sufficiently filter it out. But like, let's say in a town like, Reading.
Sure.
That has a centralized system, the centralized system can filter it out better?
Sure. So there's nitrogen in your pee.
Okay.
Yes. And so in a septic system, you know, it's basically a tank and all of the stuff you flush down the toilet goes in the tank and then these solids, sorry to be gross, but okay, go to the bottom and then the pee sort of just filters out through the soil. And if you're in a rural area where everything's spread out, then that's fine. It sort of dissipates into the soil and everything's okay. But when it's all crowded together, then it's a ton of it and it overloads the system. If you have a sewer, you know, you flush a toilet and you flush a toilet, it all goes down a pipe into a water treatment plant, and then it is treated for all kinds of stuff, including taking the nitrogen out.
And there's one other thing, as I understand it, there's also something about the nature of the sandy soil on the Cape that makes the soil
less porous.
Of a natural filter?
Absolutely. Yep. So the Cape is basically a sandbar. So the soil is very, very sandy and very, very porous. So the nitrogen from your pee sort of filters out very quickly or relatively quickly compared to other soil and gets into the waterways.
So this is how we find ourselves in this situation.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. So we're speaking with Barbara Moran, WBUR correspondent here. We have this situation where we have these algae blooms and contamination. Is contamination a fair word? Is that an okay word to use?
I would say, yeah. I mean, it's weird because, like, nitrogen in good amounts is okay. So, but I'd say it is a contamination.
Or if it's overwhelming.
Overwhelming. Perfect.
Okay. So now the state has developed a plan to fix it. And it had proposed regulations in the fall. Now the regulations are finalized. What is the plan?
Yeah. So what the state plan is, and this is quite contentious. They proposed it in the fall and, you know, finally finalized it last week. So that they say that each watershed, so a watershed is like a group of towns or a town that, you know, leaches groundwater into a particular area. So each watershed has to come up with a plan to deal with the nitrogen and within 2 years. And if they don't, then everybody in the town has to replace their septic systems with a system that will filter nitrogen within 5 years after that. So basically, they've got to put something in place to solve this plan within a decade or so.
Okay, so there's a bunch of stuff that I want to break down in there.
Yeah.
Okay, first, who draws the boundaries of what a watershed is, decides who's in a watershed?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's just a sort of geological figure. So that's, you know, those are, you know, you can go on a map online and you can see which watershed you're in if you're on the Cape and if it's a nitrogen sensitive area. So that's just, you know, determined by where places are and where the water flows.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And then, and by the way, all of this goes into effect, what, next week, the following week, July 7th?
July 7th, yep.
All right. Now, as I understand it from your reporting, which I have read, then this 2 years, a watershed set of communities, do they apply together or does each municipality apply on its own?
They have to group together and come up with a plan together to get a watershed permit, which is kind of this new concept, right? Yes, and figure out and agree on something together.
Right. And then somebody has to sign off on it and says, this will be sufficiently effective and this plan is acceptable.
Correct. Yep. The state has to sign off on it. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So there's a lot of steps there that they have to get through for this.
And there are a range of things that they might do. It's not just we're going to build a giant water treatment plant.
Yeah. I mean, here's the problem, or one of the problems, is that probably the most effective thing to do would be to sewer things and build a water treatment plant. But that's super expensive. And so we'll put that aside for a sec.
Super expensive, like in the billions. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And so there's other kind of things they can do, but they don't work as well. Like you could put in oyster beds, help absorb nitrogen, sort of barriers that sort of the nitrogen have to go through on the edge of estuaries, some other filtering, like a wetlands, restoring wetlands helps.
Natural filters.
Yeah. So all those things help, but I don't know if all of those things would help enough. I mean, a fertilizer ban, because fertilizer has nitrogen in it, so maybe get people to stop putting fertilizer on their lawns. That would probably help. But, I mean, I think depending on how severe the problem is and everything, it might end up being sewers are the solution. But like you said, it is in the billions. I was just looking this up, and I think Barnstable is right now extending their sewer system for over $1 billion. Mashpee is just starting to put in some sewers. And like for 439 homes, which is 5% of the homes in Mashpee, it's $64 million.
Okay.
So it's huge costs, right?
But it's expensive for homeowners in this five-year range if the groups don't get their two-year pilot thing passed.
Right.
I mean, permit thing passed.
It's just, it just seems there's no way around the money, right? So, okay, so if people have to, you know, if homeowners have to replace it, one of these new septic tank systems that have nitrogen filtering around 30 to 35,000, something like that. And, you know, there's probably money out there. There's tax incentives and there might be some infrastructure fund money coming to help homeowners, but it's still going to fall on them.
I mean, who has that?
Right. I know. It's like I was talking. So I went to a bunch of these public meetings where people were upset about this. And it was a lot of homeowners like talking about, I don't have $35,000 or whatever. And there's this one woman, Joan Hutchings, and she really stuck with me. She was at one of the public meetings and she said she owns a house in North Truro and she had just replaced her septic system. It cost her $25,000. And she's like, are you kidding me? You're going to make me do this again? And here's her.
I'm not somebody that has a McMansion. I've got a three-bedroom home that's been in my family for a bazillion years. The town of Truro required me to do this. I did it. Now the state's going to have me do something else? I don't know. I might put an outhouse out back. Seriously.
So that's what I heard from a lot of homeowners down there. It's like, not only how can I afford this, but how are we going to, like, are there even enough engineers to do this and put this together? And how is this going to happen? So, you know, and the state argues like, well, it has to happen. And they extended the time that it has to happen to, you know, allow people more time to take care of it.
5 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are proponents saying?
So proponents are like, okay, look. We all agree that there's a problem. The waterways are in real trouble. It's gonna lower home value if we don't do something. And we've known the cause for a long time, right? So that's what you hear from a lot of people. So one of these proponents is Zenas Crocker, executive director of the nonprofit Barnstable Clean Water Coalition. And here's what he said.
People come here because they want to recreate on Cape Cod. And if the water is so polluted that you can't go swimming, you can't enjoy it, you can't fish, you can't recreate, who's going to come here?
Right. And that's a valid point, too. I mean, this is one of these things where you can see everybody's all the different sides. Right. So because if you have these polluted waterways, you own a house on it, but you don't want a boat on it, you don't want to swim, then your house loses value there. So they're sort of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Before the show started, the thing you said to me was, this is a really big deal.
Yeah.
Tell me.
This is, I think, these regulations are going to have a bigger effect on the Cape than anything in recent decades. And it's going to have the transformational effect on the Cape in coming decades. And it's going to be rough, and it's going to be controversial for a while. And there's going to be pain, I think.
Yeah.
Ultimately, you know, though, I hope that it will clean it up. You know what I mean? That that it will work out, and then you'll end up with a much healthier and more beautiful place for everybody. But it's going to be painful, I think, and affect a lot of people in a lot of different ways.
In the near term, what are you going to watch for?
I'm really interested in what watersheds and municipalities might come up with, you know what I mean? And any sort of really creative solutions that would be nice, that might save some people some money.
Barbara Moran, WBUR climate and environment reporter. This was really interesting. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.